Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Friday, March 22nd, 2024, 9:09 a.m. on this Friday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David.
How are we doing today, Bill?
Doing great. Good. It's good to be back. I've been gone forever.
Yeah, I've been gone forever. Yeah.
It's good to be back. Yeah. Sitting in the hot seat here in the Red Rock studio.
Yeah. Well, we got to make it the hot seat for you, I guess. Got to come up with some
I guess
tough
this is not the hot seat. This is just the comment seat. This is easy over here. Well, you've got the tough job.
I guess so. I think we both do an all right job. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you this morning throughout the Red Rock listening area. Taking a look at some news in the Red Rock area. Big news out of the city of Moab. Bill, you want to take on that?
It was just announced yesterday in a notice to the other employees, but that Moab City Manager Carly Castle is resigning her position. She'll take a job in the Salt Lake City Attorney's Office. Carly has been the city manager in Moab for a couple of years. She served as city manager. Oh, I'm sorry. I think right in the middle of fall 2021, you know, right in turnover with related to the COVID pandemic, you know, a tough time for Moab. But also there was a lot of turmoil and turnover in the staff. Of course, the police department in the crosshairs of a lot of people regarding the traffic stop between Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie, and just a lot going on. She came in and seemed to have a pretty steady hand on the city operations, but announced yesterday that she's going to take a position, I think, as the senior attorney in the Salt Lake City Attorney's Office.
Wow. Yeah, so quite the news there out of Moab. Times Independent with that report, bringing that information. We've got a lot of other local news and happenings for you, including some interesting news out of the San Juan School District, where the San Juan School Board of Education is holding an emergency meeting on March 26th, so early next week, and it's going to be at 4 p.m. and a closed session may be held if needed. The agenda, again, may be tweaked, but as of right now, the only items on the agenda is discussion of the new Blanding Elementary School location. They'll be discussing that. They may have a closed session to discuss purchase, exchange, or lease of real property, and then possible action on the agenda related to the project. So that meeting, of course, in relation to the new Blanding Elementary School, which received a $20 million grant from the state of Utah to be built. So windfall or benefit to the district in receiving that grant, and as part of getting that project shovel ready for the grant, you know, they had to move things along, and so they selected a site the board approved in June, they're going to have a discussion about that, about the location once again in this emergency meeting.
Yeah, the school district has had a piece of land. It's on about 15 acres on 900 North and about, is it 100 West, 200 West? Kitty corner from the LDS Stake Center up there, but a big, nice piece of property.
Yeah.
And so I think they assumed they moved ahead with this shovel-ready need in order to get the state funds they needed to be ready to roll. So they moved ahead with that site and then got some feedback from community members and said, well, how about a piece of land just by Albert R. Lyman Middle School, which is...
That was one item that was discussed. Yeah. We don't know, you know, if they're going to change it or where they may change it to, but that was one that they heard quite a bit about.
In the last school board meeting, and as a result of public comment, they said, well, let's look into it. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. So that emergency meeting or a previously unscheduled board meeting, I don't know if emergency is the right word,
but
that's
I think it's the technical term, but I don't know that... that there's an emergency necessarily, but
it's going to be next Tuesday, and we'll follow that, and it'll be interesting to see. Of course, this is the largest school in the San Juan School District, the largest enrollment
population,
and a big thing for the community, and they want to make sure they get it right, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I mean, anytime you build, you know, like you say, the largest populated school in the district. There's going to be a lot of feedback and a lot of interest in that location. You know, that's going to have a big impact on traffic in the area, you know, and how folks to get to and from, you know, to drop their kids off at school. You know, that's anyway, so it'll be very interesting to see if a change is made, and if so, where. But again,
and it's all conjecture right now. It'll be a closed session if they purchase property. You know, that'll be the closed portion of it. But some of the issues expressed, one was location. You know, if you have it over there by ARL, which is, you know, again, we're all conjecture right now, but that has all three schools in a pretty close area. And then also they talk about the slope of the land. It's a little bit steep there in their current location, and they'd have to have significant expenditure just to move dirt.
Yeah, they estimated about $2 million just to move dirt to level on the property that they currently own.
Yeah.
So that was an estimate in it earlier. Yeah, so it'll be really interesting to figure out what the school district will do, and they may make a change, they may not. They're going to discuss it at the March 26th meeting.
And a portion of that, at least, will be behind closed doors, possibly.
Yeah, yep, yeah, an opportunity for a closed session. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. We're going to go ahead and take a brief break and be right back. Stick with us. You're listening to the morning show here on 92.7.
A big welcome from all the folks at the Moab CarQuest Auto Parts to everyone who's in town for the Easter Jeep Safari. While you're here, there'll be lots of fun and lots of chances for things to break. If you're in the market for some vehicle TLC, come see Clark at CarQuest Auto Parts. He's got almost 50 years of automotive expertise and the experience to solve any of your off-road problems. CarQuest is backed by Advance Auto Parts, the largest distribution network in the industry. The Moab CarQuest Auto Parts. Locally owned, community driven.
Did you know a nuclear power plant needs just 2.2 pounds of uranium to produce as much energy as 3 million pounds of coal? Energy Fuels White Mesa Mill in Blanding is becoming America's hub for a clean and reliable energy future. They're revolutionizing the way we power our world by harnessing the incredible energy contained in naturally occurring uranium to fuel clean, carbon-free nuclear power. Visit energyfuels.com to see how they're energizing tomorrow.
Summertime is knocking on the door in Red Rock Country, and Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, has a special offer to help Red Rock 92 listeners get their air conditioners tuned up in time for the heat wave. Now through the end of spring, get your AC service for only $99. That's just $99 for full springtime service on your AC from Moab Heat and Cool. The deal's gone when the heat's on, so take advantage of this special limited time offer. Call Moab Heat and Cool today at 435-259-1519.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs.
San Juan County Adult Education empowers students to gain the technical, business, or college skills necessary to enter the workforce. At San Juan County Adult Education, adult learners are given the opportunity to reach their personal, educational, and career goals. Students can earn a high school diploma, obtain a GED, increase their wage-earning potential, and decrease barriers to self-reliance. To learn more, visit any USU Learning Center in San Juan County or email Gina Grover at jgrover@sjsd.org.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Friday, March 22nd, 2024, 9:19 a.m. on this Friday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show, looking at local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. The latest out of Blanding City Council: members of the Blanding City Council approved a water sale to Energy Fuels and the White Mesa Mill at their March 12th meeting. The four-page agreement outlines the terms of a 10-year deal to sell 250 acre-feet of raw water annually to the mill at a rate of $100 per acre-foot for a yearly total of $25,000. The agreement has other terms as well, including a measure to encourage conservation, with any unused water obligated to the mill being charged at 50% rate, or $50 per acre foot. The agreement also outlines that if raw water is unavailable to the mill for a given month, the city will reduce the annual fee by 1/12, and the conditionality and the conditions of availability of water is based on the levels at recapture. The city has sold water to the mill since recapture reservoir's creation, but the agreement has been a topic of review of the city for the past few years. Members of the council in attendance approved the agreement unanimously. Members of the Blanding City Council also began a discussion to establish a policy related to when to send Blanding City utility accounts to collections. The recommended policy would establish guidelines for sending accounts to collections when they were at least 90 days past due in order to ensure timely payments and minimize financial loss to the city. Also at the meeting, members of the council heard an annual building report. Staff shared that in 2023, there were 27 building permits issued, with 6 new stick-built dwellings as part of 2023. Community Development Director Brett Hosler shared that often permits and projects roll over a few years, meaning the city averages 40 to 50 active projects at any time. Members of the council also heard their annual presentation from the San Juan High National Honor Society. The group hosts the annual Easter egg event in Blanding with financial contributions from the city. This year, the hunt will be at 5 p.m. on March 28th at Centennial Park. After hearing a presentation from two students, members of the council gave the go-ahead to give $900 in funds to spend towards providing 3,000 pre-filled Easter eggs for the event. The grant to the NHS was part of the annual budget. You can find out more details on those stories in the latest edition of the San Juan Record. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got other items for you throughout the Red Rock listening area, including a missing person alert, a missing juvenile, and I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce this young woman's name. It's M-Z-S-Y-N-N, Mizzen, perhaps, Rockwell, 14-year-old girl listed at 5'5", was last seen at Whitehorse High in Montezuma Creek. The date of last contact was Tuesday, March 12th. She was last seen wearing gray shorts, a black shirt, black sweatshirt, and navy blue Converse shoes. Again, if you know where Mizzen Rockwell is, 14-year-old, last seen at Whitehorse High, contact the Shiprock District at 505-368-1350. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We have more local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Of course, as part of the morning show, we have memorial services and funerals throughout the Red Rock area.
Yes, there'll be a celebration of life service for longtime Cortez resident Jim Johnston today at 2 p.m., at First United Methodist Church of Cortez. Jim passed away in February, just shy of his 95th birthday. Services for Gary Paul Holiday of Monument Valley begin at 11 a.m. on Monday at the Monument Valley Chapel of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visitation begins at 10 a.m. Holiday passed away on March 20th at the age of 90. Graveside services for Weakin Robert Samuel Redeye, age 27, or Monday at 1 p.m. at the Family Cemetery in Baby Rocks, Arizona. He passed away on March 17th. Celebration of life services for Davina K. Branson, age 67, of Cortez, will be held on Saturday, March 30th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Ertel Memorial Chapel. Services for Barbara Hall Pearson begin at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday, April 6th at the Monticello Cemetery. Barbara, age 79, of Monticello, passed away on March 5th. And funeral services for Clifford Lee Carter, age 64, of Moab, begin at noon on Saturday, April 20th, at Old City Park in Moab. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. Looking at some other items, some other events in the area. This happening in Salt Lake, but got it from folks with the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe. A 100 Years of Silence public event launch. It's a 7 Ute visual artists unveiling awe-inspiring works to commemorate the tragedies of 1923. That's at the Leonardo up in Salt Lake City, 209 East, 500 South in Salt Lake. So that open house, main event starting this Saturday from 1 to 4. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got more news and happenings coming your way. We're going to take a quick break, however, and be right back. Stick with us. You're listening to the morning show on Red Rock 92.7.
Cinch IT, not just your average IT service. We're fast and friendly, helping businesses like yours overcome tech challenges. Our experienced team offers an array of cybersecurity services, including data backup, email traffic monitoring, and malware removal. We're local, providing swift on-site assistance whenever you need it. Say goodbye to long waits and hello to immediate help. Don't wait. Connect with Cinch IT today for a free consultation. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or head to cinchit.com. Propel your business to new heights with Cinch IT.
It's the 24th annual Cortez Livestock Farm and Equipment Consignment Auction, April 5th through 7th at the Cortez Livestock Auction. They'll take anything that's farm or ranch related, vehicles, trailers, tractors, livestock and farm equipment, construction and irrigation equipment, four-wheelers, side-by-sides, antiques and more. Consignments accepted March 14th through April 4th. Vehicles sell Friday night at 5. The auction starts at 9 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. For more information, call or text Rowdy at 970-759-0233 or Allen at 970-749-0233. 1958, brought to you by Rawhide Auctions. Right, I'm in
Rawhide. The folks at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, send out a big hearty welcome to everyone who's in town for the Easter Jeep Safari. Whether you're here for some jeeping, four-wheeling, or biking and hiking, stop by Walker Drug for all your outdoor needs and check out our big specials all month long. The Walker Drug Pharmacy accepts Cigna major prescription insurance plans. We offer home prescription delivery and a medication sync program. Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store. Right next door to Walker's True Value.
Ute Mountain Casino marches in a wave of excitement. Sundays are all about the luck of the hot seats. Every half hour, one lucky winner will receive free play. Will it be you? On Saturdays, Plinko Charm. Drop your way up to $1,000 in free play. Locals Day is Thursdays in March. Enjoy an extra $30 when you earn only 100 points. Join us at Ute Mountain Casino this March for nonstop fun and big wins. See you here.
A big welcome to all who are in Moab for the Easter Jeep Safari from the folks at Canyonlands Napa Auto Parts. We know a lot of you may need repairs during your visit. Canyonlands Napa is ready with parts on hand or next day service for anything you need to keep you on the trail. Canyonlands Napa is easy to find at 200 South, next to the State Liquor Store. Canyonlands Napa Auto Parts, the place for all your fluids, tools, and fixes.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It's Friday, March 22nd, 2024, 9:29 a.m.
And you're making me dizzy. That was the number one song 55 years ago today. Dizzy by Tommy Roe is a major hit on both sides of the Atlantic. Number one in both the U.S. for 4 weeks and in the U.K. Dizzy has 11 key changes over the course of that song. So, that's quite unusual. A 1991 cover by Vic Reeves and the Wonder Stuff reached number one in the UK. Dizzy by Tommy Roe. A lot going on this weekend. The big Easter Safari, the Jeep Safari, starts tomorrow morning, runs through Easter, hosted by Red Rock Four Wheelers. The first safari was in 1967. Tons going on. Of course, this has been the biggest event of the year in Moab, and they're getting set up, and it's getting ready and roaring to go. But listen to Red Rock. We'll give you weather updates and let you know. We got quite a few advertisers telling you specials and so forth.
Yeah, we'll also have an interview next week with folks with the Easter Jeep Safari on Monday. So.
Very good. Red Rock four-wheelers, they've done an awesome job. This first started in 67. I think they became involved soon afterward, but it's a quick start to the season. Of course, Easter can come at different times depending upon the first full moon after the spring equinox, but it seems a little earlier this year. They had the half marathon a couple of weeks ago, which is the traditional start of the insanity in Moab, but this is the culmination of it. It's going to be a great event. Welcome all of the visitors, and hope you have a great time while you're here. On this day in history, the first Stanley Cup was awarded on this day in 1896. So Rhett Sifford, you got to get excited about that. Stanley Cup goes to the winner of the hockey, the best hockey team in the world, I guess. I don't know if they had an NHL at the time, but they had something in 1896. And
they had a pond, and they had some Canadians that were looking to get some rage out, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. And it must have been outdoors since they wrap up in March. Boy, now it goes well into June in these refrigerated indoor luxury stadiums.
Arenas, yeah. Uh-huh.
Anyway, the first Masters golf tournament was also started on this day, in Augusta, Georgia, 1934. So 90 years for the Masters golf tournament. This is just an indication of how things never seem to change. And 20 years ago today, an Israeli missile strike killed Palestinian Islamic leader Sheikh Ahmed Yassin, co-founder of Hamas. Here we're 20 years later and still fighting the same organizations. Today's National Goof Off Day. It's a pretty good day. Gryffindor Pride Day. Talk Like William Shatner Day. I wish I could talk. Give me a few hours and I... No, I can't.
Don't think he can do it, huh?
I can't pull it off.
Nope, can't.
Oh. It's also Talk Like William Shakespeare Day today. So I'm William Boyle. I guess it's William. I'll just talk like William Boyle Day.
I think I could do that. I get told I already do
that.
Yes,
you can. You can. Birthdays today. Writer Louis L'Amour was born on this day in 1908. He knew the Red Rock Country well. And as a result of his writings about lots of stories are set in this area. Millions of other people know about the Red Rock Country, too. So happy birthday to Louis L'Amour. He passed away many years ago, but he'd be 116 today.
Yeah, yeah. Happy birthday. He's in the listening area, too, isn't he? Out there at Hesperus?
Absolutely. Outside. We have listeners in Hesperus that tell us they can get a good signal out there. Yeah. So. Composer Andrew Lloyd Webber is 76 years old today. Actress Reese Witherspoon is 48. A lot of local birthdays today. Birthdays today for Ricky Wilcox, Cambria Flannery Palmer, Tammy Fletcher, Danny McBride, and Blanding Mayor Logan Monson celebrating a birthday today. Got a lot of weekend birthdays coming up, including Andrea Montgomery, Ryan Stewart, Tara Long, Julie Slade. Anyway, I hope you all have a wonderful birthday. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call, 435-587-2277. Or email info@redrock92.com.
Well, very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill, and happy birthday to those folks out there. Hope you have a nice birthday. Well, as part of the morning show, we've got a lot for you this morning, including a Artful Life, Artful Moment with Ellen Williams. We'll send you over to that. Then be back with the job fair, sports reports. Stick with us. You're listening to the morning show on Red Rock 92.7.
May I rail against a topic I've been complaining about for over 30 years. It's called daylight savings time. As my tall friend was balancing herself on the step stool to change the clock to the proper hour, I was complaining to myself. This is one of the things I dislike about daylight savings time. Clocks that are off by an hour and stay that way for weeks. How many years did I show up early to an event because I forgot to change the time? It was frustrating to be sitting there alone. The worst one was the time that my husband managed, and this is the truth, to change half the clocks in the house and forgot the other half. So the clocks in our house stated different times, and I ran late to an important appointment. I really don't mind what time is selected. I just want it to stay the same. There are two enlightened states in the Union, Hawaii and Arizona. They don't change their clocks, so life goes on as usual. I've lived in both states, and it was truly wonderful not to think about clocks. Did you know that during Spring Forward Week, that's the last week, that there are more heart attacks and strokes? More people are admitted to the hospital because of inflammatory markers caused by stress. Yes, losing an extra hour of sleep can increase your health risks and result in more tired workers. There are also more car crashes in the spring, increasing accidents by 6%. The change exacerbates mood disorders, depression, anxiety, and substance abuse. Insufficient sleep can increase diabetes and obesity, which leads to poorer health, lower cognitive performances. The week after the time change, students were sleepier, had slower reaction times, and were less attentive. Yet, we persist in this archaic practice. As much as I admire Benjamin Franklin, he's the culprit behind daylight savings time. He thought that rising earlier would economize candle usage and save people money. During World War I, the clock was pushed ahead to conserve energy. There is some backfire to all of this. In some ways, daylight hours encourage people to actually use more air conditioning and heating. We function best when our sleep-wake cycle follows the sun. The evidence of health and accident risks follow time changes, and it's so great that experts are advocating abolishing daylight savings or standard time entirely. They favor a permanent standard time. Some states have tried to establish a permanent time. No more flipping and flopping with clocks and internal bodyworks. I'm 1,000% behind this movement. So, when will it happen?
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Looking for your next career? The Synergy Company is now hiring multiple positions. They partner with Red Rock Tots to offer on-site licensed and quality child care to employees. Red Rock Tots is accepting enrollments for full-time, part-time, and after-school care. For more information, call Heather at 435-313-4387. For employment opportunities at the Synergy Company, call 435-610-2783 or apply online at thesynergycompany.com. The Element, Moab's 4-star hotel, is currently looking to hire. There are many positions available, including front desk attendant and housekeeping. Please come into The Element at 1431 North Highway 191 and fill out an application. Come find out about a great job at The Element. Attention adventurers, fuel your passion for exploration at Field Station, Moab's newest adventure hotel. We're looking for talented leaders in food, beverage, and housekeeping with $1,000 signing bonuses for supervisor positions. Seek more excitement? Join our team in laundry or front desk roles. Don't forget, our cafe and gear shop welcomes locals. Apply today at fieldstation.com and embark on your next great adventure. Worldmark Moab has immediate openings in housekeeping, maintenance, guest services, and food and beverage. Competitive wages start at $20 an hour, including worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited share housing is available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Homestead Steakhouse in Blanding is looking to fill several positions, including a regular cook and a prep cook for the evenings. They're also looking for a chef with knowledge of Chinese cuisine. Experience is helpful, but they're willing to train. Pick up an application at the Homestead Steakhouse at 121 East Center in Blanding. Call Katie at 435-220-9134 for an appointment. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment mechanics and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab's senior care facility, is searching for certified nursing assistants at $20 an hour, along with RNs and LPNs. These are full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way behind the hospital. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions for registered nurses in many departments, including OB/med surgery registered nurse. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a scrub technician, a sleep technician, and a sleep technician trainee. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Energy Fuels is seeking full-time mill operators at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding. Salary is $22 to $32 an hour, depending on qualifications and experience, plus monthly bonuses. Generous benefits package includes paid leave, insurance, and matching 401k. Energy Fuels is the leading U.S. producer of uranium, vanadium, and an emerging producer of rare earth elements. Apply by submitting a resume to careers@energyfuels.com or pick up an application at the office in Blanding. Comfort Suites in Moab is ramping up for the season and is currently seeking housekeepers and a qualified and dedicated front desk agent. The applicant should be reliable and helpful with the knowledge of the Moab area. Competitive wages and benefits are based on experience. Comfort Suites is located at 400 North Main in Moab. Stop by for an application today. Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include registered nurses for surgery and medical services and laboratory, radiology, and ultrasound technologists. Also, Spanish Valley Clinic is seeking an outpatient pharmacy manager. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade, that's M-S-L-A-D-E, at sanjuanhealth.org. The Canyonlands Solid Waste District has several openings. A mechanic, a lube tech, a heavy equipment operator, and CDL drivers are needed. If you're looking for year-round work with the best benefits in the area, stop by 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab or visit them on the web at swssd1.org. You can also call at 435-259-6314 for more information. San Juan County has a number of openings, including Environmental Health Director, a full-time Economic Development Specialist, and an advanced EMT or paramedic. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cucci's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tomah role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand School District needs you. Openings are for bus drivers, a groundskeeper maintenance person, a Dene Language Family Club instructor, a district speech pathologist, a severe special ed paraprofessional, and a lead teacher slash dean of students at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Emery Telcom is Southeastern Utah's source for reliable high-speed internet. Now we're awarding $2,000 college scholarships to high school seniors from Grand and San Juan counties and Dove Creek, Colorado. The goal is to provide financial aid to students who have demonstrated strong academics, community involvement, and a desire to further their education. Applicants must be an Emery Telcom customer, a citizen or legal resident of the United States, and have a grade point average of 3.0 or higher. Applications are due by April 8th. Mailed applications must be postmarked by April 8th. For full details, rules, and an application, visit emerytelcom.com. Scroll over the Community tab and click Scholarships.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Springtime is popping up all around us. Come visit Walker's True Value in Moab for all the tools and materials you need to get those spring projects done. From the garden to the patio and the fun toys to the paint and lumber to build new and spruce up. Walker's True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. Next to Walker Drug.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports. I'm Red Siffer. The San Juan boys soccer team got their first win of the season yesterday in Gunnison. They scored 2 goals in the first half and 2 in the second to hold off a Gunnison Valley rally and upset the undefeated Bulldogs 4-3. The Broncos are now 1-3 on the year. The Grand County boys soccer team continues to roll. They shut out Beaver 1-0 to improve to 5-1 on the season. On the baseball diamond yesterday, Montezuma Cortez moved to 2-3 with a 6-5 win over Chin Lee at home. Grand County fell at Grantsville 8-2, dropping to 7-4 on the year. A lot going on this weekend, despite the fact that it's spring break in Colorado. Grand County Baseball is stopping in Gunnison on their way back home today to take on the Bulldogs. The Red Devils softball team is in Duchesne for a region doubleheader, and the San Juan softball team is in Paiute also for a region doubleheader. Tomorrow, the Montezuma Cortez baseball team is playing in the Pueblo Invitational. They'll take on Eaton and Brush to get started. And the Dove Creek baseball team is in Rehoboth, New Mexico to take on the Rehoboth Christian Lynx. Lots of track and field over the weekend, too. Starting today and running through tomorrow, Grand County is at the Pine View Invitational in St. George, and Montezuma Cortez is at the Chandler Rotary in Chandler, Arizona. Tomorrow, the San Juan track and field team is hosting Green River, Monticello, Monument Valley, Whitehorse, Carbon, and Pinnacle in the San Juan County Championship, and Nucla is headed to Hotchkiss for the North Fork Invitational. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It's Friday, March 22nd, 2024, 9:50 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Morning Show. Let's take a look at the regional sports report. Yesterday in NCAA men's basketball action, Arizona Wildcats, a number 2 seed, getting a win 85-65 over Long Beach State. Looks like also BYU beat by Duquesne. Kind of an upset there, as BYU is the sixth seed, 71-67 for Duquesne. And I believe, oh, and then Colorado State was beat by Texas in a 7-10 matchup. So that's the end of the tournament for Colorado State and BYU.
Yeah, and it's too bad, too. I don't know if an 11-6 is an upset anymore. It happens so often, but that 11 seed sneaks up on a 6 seeds and conks them on the head.
Yeah.
Come on, Cougars.
Yeah, they're done, as well as Colorado State. I've also got the women's tournament going on. Yesterday was kind of their first four, you know, in. They did that, those first four teams playing. And two 11 seeds squaring off, Arizona and Auburn, and the Lady Wildcats getting the win. So they're in the tournament. So they beat Auburn 69-59. Looking at games today, let's go. Let's start with the men and looking at regional teams. New Mexico is taking on Clemson. That's an 11-6. That tips off at 1 o'clock. Colorado Buffs are a 10 seed taking on 7 Florida. That one tipping off at 2:30. And I believe, oh, and then finally in a late night game, Utah State taking on TCU. That one tipping off at 8 o'clock. So,
I think the Utes play tomorrow too, led by Alyssa Pilley, Native American. She's awesome.
Yep, yep. So that was the NCAA men's going on today. Looking at the NCAA women's going on today. Again, we're covering all four corner states. So the Buffs are a 5 seed in the girls tournament. So University of Colorado tipping off at 5 o'clock, and let's see. I think that's it. But yeah, Alyssa Pilley, yeah, she's they're going to be playing tomorrow in that first round of the women's NCAA tournament. So, anyways, that's a lot of basketball going on. We'll be sure to follow the Four Corners States teams as they advance through the tournament. Of course, as part of the regional sports report, we've also got the NBA, the Utah Jazz, defeated by the Dallas Mavericks yesterday, but the Denver Nuggets and Phoenix Suns both getting wins, Denver beating the Knicks and the Phoenix Suns beating the Atlanta Hawks tonight. Looks like no NBA action for our local teams on Saturday. The Jazz are in Houston, the Suns are in San Antonio, and the Nuggets are in Portland. We like Bill mentioned, there's going to be Saturday and Sunday games for these regional teams, but we're gonna let those lie, and we'll let you know the results as we come back on Monday. That'll do it for the regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend.